All right, B-Lo, we're live.
Hey, what is this? 3 weeks? No, 3 weeks?
Barely, B-Lo. Barely 3 fucking weeks. You just got it in.
It's not my fault that you are impatient. But look at me, man.
Let's just remind the viewers of all the times you've given me shit with technical difficulties, all my life going on, and I would hear it over and over again right here on the podcast. So I am not going to divulge anything in your personal life, but the fact of the matter is, you were starting this fucking recording 25 minutes later than we're supposed to. This is all on you.
Listen,
man up, own up. I want accountability, B-Lo.
Look at my veins. Look at that. That's good.
That's not every. Your jugular's blocked. You need to go get that looked at.
Every single time, son.
Stop it.
Every single time we say we're going to meet at a particular time, you're fucking 30 minutes late. And I'm like, oh, what are you doing? Now I'm 5 minutes late.
When was the last time that happened? What, 5 minutes? What? I know you're in another country, and I know it may be a different time zone. You are 25 minutes late. You agreed to record 25 minutes ago. And since we started this, I've hit this 3 weeks in a row, the time we're supposed to record. Not me. As the world's greatest host, I'm doing my part. Is the world's greatest co-host doing his part? I don't know. I think you need to get demoted to the world's almost okay fucking co-host. That's your new title. Okay. You're the okay co-host, B-Lo.
Terrible. Thank you.
All right, B-Lo, before we get into everything, our bits, the streak, let's just clarify something on the streak.
I'm done with the Snapchat stuff.
First of all, the streak, as you know, everybody knows, everybody listens fucking knows, was concurring days. The streak is how many days we can do this. It was never about the emojis that we had next to each other's fucking names. So B-Lo got all worked up this week for some reason that we lost the red heart. I didn't even realize we had the red heart. I don't have, and besides my girlfriend, there's nobody else on there that I'm talking to, which made me question who the fuck the two of you are talking to, because in order for us to have the red heart, both of us had to be what? Each other's most snapped person, right? So I am neither one of your favorites, and I am personally offended by one, my hetero life mate, you, and my girlfriend. I don't have red hearts with either one of you, and you're the only two fucking people I talk to.
Well, I just have to let you know on this podcast that she's been talking to me, and she and I have the red heart.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm glad somebody has it. Because you don't have it with me, she doesn't have it with me. Man, I go above and beyond. I think I allocate a good 10 minutes every morning now to my morning ritual of getting ready to snap both you and her with some funny material. And the two of you do not even had the decency to snap me enough back to give me the red heart. So it's on your side, not my side. So that's not the streak. The emoji is not the streak.
Wait a second. No, I told you I'm done with it because I feel violated.
No, we have to hit the days until one of us fucks up again. We got to get to 405 days. We have one goal on this podcast.
Well, do you really think we'll make it through the Christmas season?
I think so. I think we could do this. I think we can do this. I want to hit 405 days, believe it or not. I still have that in me. And then we'll retire. We'll come up with another bit because Snapchat will probably be dead by then. So actually, they had I was watching CNBC at the office yesterday, and I know you like this. And this is tied to the streak, so we'll keep this topic going. They had the founder of Snapchat on there. And they got into – did you see that bit yesterday? Did you see the part when he's on there yesterday when he was talking about augmented reality, which, again, you're a big fan of because even before Snapchat –
Which show were you listening to? I listened to Squawk Box in the morning.
Again, it's on in my kitchen at the office, and I was it wasn't yesterday because I did not work yesterday. It was Monday. Yes, it was on Monday, and I go back and forth to the kitchen, fill up my water bottle, and I pause for about 5 minutes to watch it. But he was talking about the future of augmented reality, and I know you and I obviously we use filters because it puts something in front of our face to make the bits even funnier. But that goes back to beyond Pokemon. Remember the fucking craze? You and I talked about that too. That was augmented reality. Like, what's the future of that? I didn't listen to the whole thing.
I thought I told you what it's going to be. It's going to be all video games and shit. I mean, they're using it for everything now. But I think you'll have, like, where you'll be able to go in your backyard and play video games where you're, like, shooting frigging guys hiding behind trees.
You know what the funny thing is? When we were kids, we were told, don't get too close to the TV. Don't get too close to your devices, right? Fucking besides the iPad and kids stick their phones to their face, the augmented reality goggles are literally stuck to your fucking face. And we live in a world now where these kids, yeah, it's okay to put that shit in your fucking face, but there's a million little kids running around out there with things just glued to their fucking face. All right, B-Love.
Yep.
The streak. Currently.
Which is going to end.
It's not going to end. If you choose to end it, it ruins the whole fucking thing. How many days are we at? As this recording.
Drum roll. Do you have to have like sound bits? Like, I'm sick of this low budget fucking podcast.
I'm sick of my co-host fucking dicking around and showing up late every time we record. If I had a good co-host.
One time I've showed up late.
This has been happening every week.
Cut because my night early.
Because of your extracurricular activities, whatever the fuck you're doing illegally, that's making you late here.
64 days.
That's pretty good. You and I haven't gotten to that high of a number in a very long time. And you want this to end? We are 36 days away from 100, back to triple figures. Then before you know it, it'll be 200, then 3, then 4, then 405.
I may not be talking to you that long.
We got to keep it going. Don't give up. Don't quit now. You and I are goal-oriented men. Let's keep this going, and that's one of our goals.
Okay, good. I have several things to talk about with you.
All right. Are we pivoting over to Shickley Diggly?
My fucking show.
One thing, and I'll let you run with this because I like when we flip it like this. One thing that I had to bring up, tying into last week's etiquette, it's raining in Boston all day, tonight, whatever. I am not an umbrella guy. I don't like umbrellas. Unless it's downpouring, I'll carry them. As you know, I walk to and from the office. So tonight it wasn't raining that much, so I walked from the office without taking my little mini hidden umbrella out, and I had a little – it was kind of cold out. I had a hat on, so I was good to go in my coat. What is the proper protocol, men, women aside, sex aside, if you're walking without an umbrella, you maybe have some sort of coverage like I did, a hat or a hoodie, whatever you have, hood over your head, and somebody's walking with an umbrella, and you go by an underpass of like, say, an apartment building that hangs out. That person, I'm not saying if it was a guy or a girl, I mean, just they're walking towards me, let's just say, with the umbrella. They go to the underpass. They're already covered. I am exposed. I go to the underpass, so I'm covered. Who has the right of way? Maybe I didn't have anything on my head. How
do you feel about it? Hold on. It depends on the width of the underpass, overpass.
It's small. It's tiny. Okay. And that
the person who has the umbrella has to lift the umbrella over the head. So they're walking, they go up,
yep.
And the person who does not have the cover goes under. Now, the other thing is, what if two people have umbrellas?
Why you want an underpass? You're covered already. You shouldn't be under the underpass to begin with on an umbrella.
Listen,
let alone two fucking people. Look at this. The fans can't see you touching yourself. Just can get to the point of the story.
Well, like I said, and so, well, sometimes you have those covers because of construction or because of
no, it's just the way that the roof
that take up. The whole fucking sidewalk, and that's why it's not. The person who has the umbrella should not be undercover. The person who doesn't have the umbrella should be undercover. If you both have to go under the cover, the person with the umbrella lifts the umbrella, and the person without the umbrella goes underneath.
I agree with you, 110%. So my situation.
If you both have an umbrella, it's the taller person.
So I'm walking. I didn't have an umbrella. I did have a hat on, a knit hat, and there was a girl on her phone talking to someone, holding it. So she had the phone in one hand, the umbrella in the other. She goes down the pass, and she's way smaller than me, and she kind of comes into me with the fucking umbrella. I can't go any closer because I'm against the building. I'm against the glass. And I'm thinking, like, let me just move out of the way, and I kind of dodged, like, over dramatically to make sure, like, he sees me moving to get out of the way. I have no coverage. You have the umbrella. You're on the phone. I'm closer to the building. In this case, she should have absolutely gone out of my fucking way. But me being a gentleman, I kind of just slid over. Didn't make a big stink about it. But according to you and I had the right of way, correct?
The person without the umbrella goes under the umbrella.
She didn't lift it. She pushed it into me.
Nah, you know, people are uncivilized these days. So, one, I have to start writing down my gym stories because
oh my
I have
God, don't go to Strictly Dickly. All right, let's pivot over. Come back to Strictly Dickly because I would just start.
No, I want to.
Bilo goes to the gym. Our fourth segment, three
no,
weeks
I've
in a row.
I had some good gym stories this week.
Go ahead.
Now, hold on.
Well, you gotta let the audience know what are we staying in? The Strictly Dickly, or are we doing one of your gym stories?
We're not doing a gym story. I forgot the gym story. I gotta start writing them down.
That old
I have a task list. I've been keeping track of these tasks. Maybe we'll come back to it.
All right. Stay Strictly Dickly.
Okay. So we're going to go to Strictly Dickly. Hold on. I got to write down what I want to talk about for the thing after. I have two things.
Don't forget this. Bielo and T get topical, so we could save something for that. If
I understand, that's what I'm saving it for.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So now,
this is why I'm the host and you're the co-host.
I'll eat my. Okay. So we'll go to Strictly Dickly, but I also have to make an admission, and I was, you know, I mentioned it at the time of this happening because someone asked me if I had mentioned anything to it. I went out, I talked to somebody and they, it's actually kind of funny. I spoke with somebody and they recommended a local coffee shop that I should go check out. So then somebody asked me if I would like to go have a coffee with them. I'm like, sure. And I said, let's go check out this new coffee place because someone recommended it to me. I went over there and I had a coffee and we went at lunchtime and I actually ordered lunch. And I ordered a grilled chicken with bacon ranch panini.
Okay. I like a good panini.
I like a good panini too. This coffee shop is going to be my new jam. It's not too far from me. I had to take a camel to get there. And it took me 3 hours. But it's a cool little place to hang out and work up here.
And this was your first time there?
My first time there because some random person recommended it to me and somebody else asked me if I wanted to go get a coffee. I said, sure, let's go to this place because someone told me it was good. I want to check it out.
And you went with chicken.
So I went.
I never go with chicken for the first time at a place because I don't trust them. I would never go with chicken, but the chicken was okay.
I don't go. I'm very, you know me, how picky I am. But I sometimes you can tell by the type of place and the type of people who are dining there or patroning there what type of place it is. I felt comfortable going with the chicken.
Good.
It was a very good chicken sandwich.
Where's the story going, Bilo?
I ate it with my hands.
Wait. So we never even talked about that before. I never asked you that. So I even assumed as much as you like eating with your fork and hands, you up the story aside, we'll get into that in a second. You eat sandwiches with a knife and a fork, you don't eat them with your hand? Like, what do you, like a yes. sub? Like, yes. How do you eat a fucking sub? An Italian sub?
You cut it up and put your finger.
The bread. You yeah. cut the fucking, you keep on cutting the sub, and then you keep on sticking a fork in it, and then you eat it.
Yeah.
That's fucking nuts. If you ever did that in front of me, I would slap the sub out of your fucking hands. Just out of principle.
Well, sometimes I'll just take the bread off, and I'll eat the insides.
So, what made you, for the first time in the life of Bilo, decide to know something?
I did it, and I actually mentioned to the person that I was with. I was like, because they didn't give me a knife and fork. And they said, because you know, you remember my whole tooth story with the rib, right?
Yeah, I remember that.
Did we talk about it on here?
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
So this person also made it clear to you, like I usually do, how fucking nuts it is to eat a sandwich with a knife
and
a fork.
Where's the knife and fork? And then I was like, wait a minute. I'm going to eat with my hands. And I said, I'm eating with my hands.
And you announced that the entire time?
Yeah, I'm like, I had little like, bacon, I had little ranch on my fingers. I had to wipe it off.
Did you wipe it off or did you lick your fingers? Did you take it that far? Did you?
No, I will never, ever, ever, ever lick my fucking fingers.
This is the best sandwich ever. There's, now you're listen. A fucking mess. You put on 800 pounds. You're eating sandwiches all day.
That's a poll of the audience. Like, yeah, no, you don't lick your fucking fingers. Like people who have Cheetos and shit, they lick their fingers. But I ate with my nasty. Hands. It was good. Well, it was good.
All right, let me get back to that then. It's a good point. What about chips? I know you're pretty healthy like me, but the occasional time you have chips, you're not eating that with a fucking fork. What are you putting
in the I just told
back?
You the other day, I eat nachos with a fork. Even when I was at lunch, I was explaining to the person how I always eat everything with a fork.
That's nachos. They serve on a plate. What do you do when you have a bag of chips or some Pringles in a can?
What do you do? If I had Pringles, I'd pour them in my mouth.
A whole bag, though? Would you dump that in your mouth? You would put your hand in there?
There's no bag. I don't eat chips. I mean, but if I were to have Pringles, I'd pour it in my mouth because sometimes I used to have Pringles. And chips, no. I just make nachos with chips. I don't eat chips.
You're a strange fucking person. You know that?
That's all right. So I have a question for you.
Is that what you wanted to do? That was your story? That was your streak? This is why I'm in charge of the stories. Where is that going?
Listen to me. Excuse me, I'm coughing again. I had a...
Yeah, you've been coughing the entire fucking time, the last few weeks too. Yeah,
well, I had a couple of vodkas and it's dry. And anyway,
Go ahead. Just go on to the next story. Wherever this goes. Vodkas.
This is the fun. Dude, I could tell you some fucking funny stories about my little vodka experience.
Yeah, it'd be nice to. Yeah, I heard that the last fucking three times. All right, what else do you have,
Bilo? You know, I'm just waiting and waiting for the proper opportunity to bring all these stories together so we could have a Bilo Gets Undressed. And that's what we'll call it. Maybe for Christmas time.
Bilo Gets Undressed. No, I don't want that to be the fucking subject.
We'll call it, you know what? We have to have like the 12 days of Bilo.
We could do the 12 days.
And we'll call it something else. It'd be the 12 days of Bilo, but it'd be the 12 of Bilo.
Well, here's what I'm thinking. Next Wednesday night, are you able to record it? Because this will go up on Thanksgiving. We should have Bilo's Giving. Bilo Giving or something like that. We should have a holiday.
I will be able to record next Thanksgiving. I mean, next Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving.
So I want you to think about that. That's your takeaway from this week. Think of some Thanksgiving-centric theme tied into you and your life.
No, because we may have a Bilo co-host at that time. A special guest.
I'm not bringing anybody onto the fucking show that I don't fucking okay. Are you out of your mind?
It's my show too.
This is not your fucking show, clearly. Whatever you have going on in your head, that I need to fucking know what you're thinking. Because right now, you're giving me rules, the things I can and cannot talk about. You have fucking topics. You're showing up 25 minutes late. I don't even know who you are right now. You're eating sandwiches with your bare fucking hands. You're all over the fucking place. So you're going downhill all fast. Right. I may need a new co-host.
We're going to the topical thing. We'll get back to the topical thing. I just took notes. I have to.
Do you have another topic for Strictly Dickly? Then we'll get to the topic.
Yeah. I wanted to talk about something. And when two people are in a relationship, this is going to be a two-part Dickly thing.
Right, I like Dickly. It. I like two Dicklies.
So if you are in a relationship with somebody,
which I am,
and you break up. Right now, let's just say you break up for no reason other than somebody doesn't want to be with you any longer. Right, we're going to keep this very basic. I'm not going to talk about any drama like you caught them with another man, another woman, or something like that. I'm just going to say, you know what, T, I'm no longer interested. I don't feel the same for you. We shouldn't be together any longer.
It happens. Right.
Okay, it happens.
Mm-hmm.
Now, T is going to talk to his friends and go, Bilo is such a fucking asshole. He doesn't want to be with him anymore. I can't believe it. He's a fucking dick. He fucking broke up with me. Oh my God, doesn't care about my feelings, doesn't care about this other stuff. Why does there always have to be a bad guy or woman in a breakup? Why can't someone just accept the fact that somebody just doesn't want to be with them and it's okay? You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
And if the tides were turned, right? Or if the sides were turned and you said to me, Bilo, I no longer want to be with you. I would be like, he's a fucking asshole. Oh my God, he doesn't want to be with me. Blah, blah, blah. See, like everybody like forgets, like if you, there's always two sides to a story and two angles to a story. And everybody always forgets to look at the perspective of the other side. Now, why is it that somebody always has to be an asshole? Listen, if someone's going to cheat on you, if someone's going to beat you, abuse you, or do something, fine. They're an asshole, right? I'm not going to say that, you know, they dicked you over. They should have told you.
To badmouth that person.
I'm saying this is just like straight up saying, hey, listen, I didn't do anything mean to you. Don't have anybody else. I'm just not into you. We both should pursue our separate ways. Why is that person an asshole instead of being admirable and not doing what 99% of the other world people do? I can't even speak right now. And find somebody else. Because most of the time in those situations, people will find somebody else and go, hey, listen, I don't want to be with you. And then they're going to be with somebody else immediately. But in the case of where it's a clean break and someone's like not with somebody else, and they're just like, I'm not into you. Before anything happens, anybody gets hurt, I just want to let you know, we're done. Why are you an asshole?
Well, I have – there's two reasons behind that. I have been on the receiving end of that, and I've been on the giving end, where – totally agree with you. If there was at some point where one of you cheated on the other or if one of you was abusive to the other, absolutely go tear that person a new asshole when you break up because they deserve it. They really are an asshole. There have been the times where there is no cause for the breakup, like no cataclysmic event that ended the breakup, but there is that whole – yeah, I'm just not into you anymore. I want to move on. I want to date other people or whatever, regardless, I'm not feeling this anymore. And that person is going to react the way they're going to react for two reasons. One, closure. No one likes ending a relationship if it's not on their terms. Deep down, whether they admit to it or not, because they weren't the one to end it. Deep down, we all that ends the relationship. And it's more about like, oh, how dare you break up with me? How dare you dump me? How dare you tell me I am not your person? That triggers the whole, now I'm going to go tear them a new asshole. I'm going to go to social media. I'm going to write these fucking memes, these subliminal posts about them. I'm going to tell all their friends about them. The other big thing is too, and that's more of an egotistical thing, more of an ego. The other part to that is the feelings. When somebody who doesn't want to admit to it, whether they're in love or not, or there's a lot of like or a lot of feelings in that, they're not ready for that to stop. If one person is saying, all right, I don't feel this way about you, I'm moving on to something else, that person still has their fucking feelings. Just because you're ready to move on or you want to end this doesn't mean I got the switch to say, oh, well, I guess I feel the same way too after all. Let's just end this. It's the whole, I was not ready for this to end. That hurt me. And they go down the other road of like, I'm not going to admit that you hurt me. I'm not going to admit because you broke up with me, you son of a bitch, that you got the better of me. I'm going to go fucking badmouth you and tear you a new asshole. So it comes down to those two things. That's what my experience
is. No, I understand, but I don't understand why someone in that case has, because again, if you're trying to, if that person.
Because they can't get back at you. They want to just do it. And that somehow they think is going to make them feel better.
I don't
better.
Understand. Like it's always like, is there, like you see it like, they're such an asshole. Oh my God. You know, but I always look at them like, you know what? They didn't do anything hurtful. Yes, no. They broke up with you. Yes, it's hurtful, but they didn't do anything to embarrass you, humiliate you, or do anything. You understand? I don't know if anyone understands. I'm trying to find the word.
No, I do understand that, but I'm saying it's human nature to like deflect, to come back at you because I can't get back at you now. You wanted this to end. I'm going to go badmouth you.
I understand.
It's going to make me feel better.
Where I'm not normal. It's like, I don't understand why people try to hurt other people or bring other people down when they treat them with respect. It's almost better to be like, you know what? And this is why it's almost like, you know, the go big or go home. And I understand the whole saying is like, if you're going to fucking accuse me of doing something or treat me like this, then I might as well just do it.
That shoots, but then again, that
you know, and person I, yeah, they I understand want you to that be. Philosophy. Yeah, but, because know, or not the person they want you to be, but the person they're going to portray you to be.
Portray you to be, exactly. Because
if you're going to be found guilty of something, you might as well do it.
So, you know, here's my honest opinion about that. There's never a true clean breakup. There isn't ever going to be somebody that says, well, I want this to end. And the other person's always going to be like, well, I agree too. I'm glad you brought it up first. Like, besides like something like of the whole like cheating, any reason why you did it, something like that. There is never a reason when somebody's going to sit there and be like, all right, yeah, let's break up. Oh, I agree with you. We should totally break up and not be happy about it. There's always going to be the conflict, the argument, the fight. Maybe it's clean up front, but then afterwards, when you go home, when you're sitting alone and you realize that that person broke up with you, you're either going to be really hurt, really sad, or you're going to have that trigger. Like, you know what? Fuck her. Fuck this. Can't believe she did this to me. Let me go fucking badmouth them. You thinking that's going to make you feel better. And it really doesn't. But no breakup is ever fucking clean. Whether you were casually dating or serious or in a long-term relationship, somebody's always going to get off and be pissed about
okay, it. So people do that stuff to cover the humiliation and the hurt feelings. Now, this is going to segue into my part two. Can you be friends with an ex?
You know, in my
tides have turned. I am now the host because usually I'm in the other role giving the answers and the proper advice.
I have.
I'm giving you the opportunity to spread your wisdom that you think you have.
You know, I have a ton of wisdom and a ton of life experience.
You need to shave, man, too, by the way. I don't like that.
I like the beard like this.
No, anyway, I don't. You know what?
I don't care what you like. You're not fucking my girlfriend. I don't care what you think of me, B-Lo. Do you want me to
I don't think you should be with her because she doesn't like Star Wars.
She does not like that. So if you keep
I do
up,
not she, care. Listen not to like me. You. Listen to me. I don't care. I do not care. The only way I will make amends with her when I see her again, unless she can make amends with me, is if she can fucking talk to me about Star Wars. Talk to me about R2-D2, C-3PO, Darth Vader,
first of all,
Han Solo, Princess Leia.
She's a girl. Girls aren't into Star Wars the way we were into Star Wars. So I don't hold it to that standard. Yes, as a movie fan, I would like for everybody in my life to see all the movies I've seen, but also gives me the opportunity to bring that to her. But again, she's a girl. She's not going to give a fuck. She has to know about Leia and fucking Han and their relationship or who shot first. We're into that shit because we're fucking fanboys. That aside, let me get back to the question. This is why I also am the host, because I keep the fucking show moving.
Wait, it's 9:20. You told me you only had 20 minutes.
This is the last part. So this is what I'm on. Then we'll get the TV, we'll get topical. No, you cannot be friends with an ex. There's always some
topical.
There is some residual shit. No, one topic, because then I'm going to wrap this up because it's getting late because you took too fucking
long. No, I got two questions for you.
There's always, and I'll make it quick. There's always a residual effect where that person, when you thought you could be friends, the love is still there. It's hidden. And that adds to another layer. And you end up fucking hooking back up. You end up going back out. And then you end up end badly. I learned from my experience. I've gone back and dated girls that I dated in the past. Doesn't matter how many years have passed, how much you matured. It never ends well the second or third time. You never go back. Therefore, by not going back, don't be friends
with them. I'm not saying going back to being in a relationship.
Don't be friends with them. Being friends with an ex just opens that up. But why would you want to be friends with an ex?
Okay, so maybe you could be friends. Listen, I can understand. Go back.
What are you getting out of it, though? Take out the hooking up. Take out the dating. Why would you want to be a friend with your ex?
Because you may be able to have a good conversation with them. You may be able to have fun with them, but you may not have hormonal attraction to them.
No, that person
has understand you. Hold on a second. This is like, I don't understand our society. I have to go live on another planet. Maybe I do live on another planet. Why can't two people be friends afterwards? I'm not talking about like being with another relationship, that person being jealous because you're hanging out with your ex or something like that. I'm just saying, why is it that two people cannot be friends after they had an intimate relationship if neither one of them were hurtful, but helpful, right? Helpful emotionally, helpful in your life. They were a positive influence. Just because you don't want to have an intimate relationship with them doesn't mean you can't be friends with them. Doesn't mean you and I talk to each other. Do you and I talk to each other so we can't be friends?
We weren't in a fucking relationship, you dope. We never fucking dated. We were never intimate. I was never inside you. We never fell in love. So that there's too much shit there. There's too much. Oh,
I can't.
You break up with someone.
I just hit the camera off.
You were in love at one point. There were feelings. You know each other intimately, inside and out, pun intended. You fucking have a history, and there's feelings deep down, up front, on the surface.
But you and I have a history.
Dickhead. Let's just keep it on fucking topic here. Somebody in a relationship.
I am keeping it on topic. I'm just trying to say, why can't you? Why does everybody have to equate the two? Because sex is not the end all be all. Lions have sex with fucking millions of lionesses.
We're not animals, though. It really does have a lot to do with it.
Yes, we are animals.
Not just fucking sex, though. The fact that this person was intimate with you on a level where you opened up. You and I are really close, but I doubt we ever opened up the way you.
What if you both have moved on? Like, what if you have both moved on?
If you have moved on, then why do you want that person in your life, or why do they want to be in your life?
Because they may fill your life in a way
that. No, they bring nothing to your life.
I beg to differ. I know someone that I had a relationship with at one point in my life that now is in another relationship. I haven't seen them in a long time. Eons, 100 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, whatever you want to call it. And I've had relationships since then. And we're friends and we talk and we speak. We don't hang out. What's wrong with that?
Well, technically, you're not really friends because you're not really hanging out. It's one thing to be.
But we talk. We give advice to each other. That's a friend. A friend doesn't mean you have to physically see each other, like tangible. You can FaceTime. You can talk on the phone.
Then
so that's not a normal thing.
There has to be a want deep down that you're not admitting to. I'm not saying this is you, that this person is not admitting to. Why do you even want this ex in your life? You're adding no value to their life. They're adding no value to yours.
No, but there's other values other than sex.
I disagree.
The point I'm trying to get at.
I'm saying beyond sex. I agree.
There's like emotional, mental, like
sex. Yeah, and that person becomes a crutch. Sex is also mental. And then when you get into a new relationship, why would you do that to that person? Oh, I still talk to my ex. We're friends.
Let's talk to Mermaid on the air next Wednesday for this giving. We'll have all these co-hosts.
We'll do make a B-low themed one. We're not having all these co-hosts. Let's stick to it. You've already had a couple of vodkas. I know what the fuck I'm doing controlling the show. You're clearly intoxicated and fucked up right now. Give me two topics. One topic for T and B-low get topical. Then we got to go.
No. I have a couple questions for you want to talk about.
Make it quick.
Well, now we can get topical. Don't tell me to make it quick.
I'm telling you, make it fucking. I got things I got to do. I'm 25 minutes behind.
Hold on, I gotta check off my list here, and I'm gonna start doing my gym list too, starting tomorrow.
We could save it for next week.
Have a good gym story. Did you watch The Mandalorian?
No, I told you this in the Snapchat.
I'm asking the question.
No, I did not watch The Mandalorian. All I know about that show is all the memes they've been sharing because I said I would watch Peaky Five first. I've only watched the first episode.
Have you watched Peaky Five?
The first episode, I just said.
Man, I watched Peaky Five.
You can't talk about it.
Would you hold on a second?
Oh, you fuck.
I watched Peaky Five. I watched three episodes on Sunday. Because we spoke about this, I watched three episodes on Sunday.
We did talk about it. You did your part. I didn't.
One episode on Monday, two episodes last night, so I was ready to roll.
And?
And now I cannot make any comments to you.
You can't.
Because you failed to live up to your end of the bargain.
Man, I'm not getting into it.
Nor can we even speak about Peaky Blinders.
No, we will talk about Peaky Blinders.
Mandalorian.
Real quick, Mandalorian, spoilers, anybody out there. I got a question. Usually I don't want to know this stuff at a time. Real quick, don't make this long-winded because I want to wrap up the show. What's the deal with Baby Yoda? Who is that?
So the Mandalorian's about the bounty hunter, right? The Boba Fett bounty hunters, right? They call it, it's like about Boba Fett, but it's about the bounty hunter after Return of the Jedi. Right?
Okay.
Return of the Jedi, Yoda dies, right? Yep. Your girlfriend, Mermaid, take note of what I'm saying because I will quiz you.
She's not going to like you at all. You keep this up. I'm telling you.
I like her. She's cool.
Baby Yoda.
Okay. So Yoda died. This Mandalorian takes place after Return of the Jedi. Right, so it's after 6 before 7, I believe. Mm-hmm. So the bounty hunters go out. He's tasked to find the most prized bounty that, you know, according to can't track and do whatever. Most dangerous, blah, 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 blah. It ends up being like a 50-year-old. Like, he's 50 years old. Come to be that, you know, this guy's well-guarded, well-protected, fights to go in, blah, 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 all this fighting. It's a baby Yoda.
So what is it?
It's 50 years old.
What is its actual Yoda?
We don't know yet. There's only two episodes.
And real quick, another spoiler, because now I want to know. If this happens after Jedi, Boba Fett died in Jedi.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's like they call it, it's all about the bounty hunters. It's not like the Boba Fett story. Like the whole.
So there's no Boba Fett.
It's not Boba Fett.
Excuse me. See, I thought it was Boba Fett too.
But it's about the bounty hunters, because you know the whole Boba Fett thing is how they were all clones and all this other stuff, right?
So, yeah. And there's going to be, what, 6 episodes they're releasing?
I didn't see the number. They're doing one every Friday. But can I tell you something? I'm going to tell you this straight up. It's 4K. You have an ultra 4K TV. You watch this in 4K.
That's what I have.
Dude, I think I ejaculated watching it.
That's great. Thank you for sharing that with us.
It is just like
I feel the same way, and I gotta get to the shit. It's gonna look going on right now. All right, it's enough. I gotta watch it.
I'm just telling you, like, okay,
we're gonna wrap this up.
So, Peaky, you haven't watched. You know what the other thing is, and I've talked to several people, and you know, I talked to a lot of people outside of the New England area because I'm originally from the New England area. I know I'm in a different country, and I will be moving to a different country soon. We'll have to talk about that. Another different country.
Another time.
I am so sick and tired of this Gronk announcement shit.
All right. Talked about this real quick. We talk about Boston sports enough. We talk about the Patriots. Gronk, who's retired. Everybody's hoping he comes back. He keeps on dicking us around. Let's take a stance on this.
He will never come back. He can't come back.
He's probably not going to come back at all. The fact of the matter is he's capitalizing, because I talked this on the podcast by myself that went up yesterday. He's capitalizing on the fans' emotions. We made him Gronk the personality, not the guy on the field. He made that himself. He knows we want him to come back. And he keeps on doing this. From a marketing business stance, wherever he surrounded himself
with, he's a genius. I'm not saying it's not smart, but – and I talk to people outside of the New England area, and it doesn't get as much attention. That's what I'm trying to say.
Here. I totally hear you.
And that's what I'm saying. I'm so sick of it, and everyone's talking about it. Where someone like in Florida called me up and said, oh, what do you think about this Gronk thing? They paste it to me. They're like, oh, I saw this like in passing. Like, this is what people say. They don't get the same fanfare. They don't get the same hype. Yep. And I'm so sick and tired of everybody talking about this. Oh, he's going to come back. Is he not coming back? He has a big fucking announcement. This dude will not come back with his fucking teeth whitening, CBD, you know, music fest, you know, commentary stuff. He can't become a commentator and come back. Everyone's already talked about that.
He does have until the 30th to declare for the season, but I don't think he's coming back.
But in order to be a sports commentator, he even said it the first time. You had to sign over your rights to say that you will not become a player. You'll officially retire forever.
But no, he didn't put his paperwork in yet to retire. So even Kraft said that. He does not have his paperwork formally submitted. So that aside, I no longer care whether or not he's coming back. I'm no longer getting mad at whether or not he's coming back. I'm getting mad at him just dicking us around. Like, I want Gronk to be gone now. Now, is this what you wanted, dude? I want you gone. Officially retired.
I want him gone. That's what I'm saying. I am so sick of listening to every. And then you watch all these morons talk about, is he coming back? Oh, he's coming back. Nah, oh, he needs to come back.
Well, because the Patriots, they always have news stories, man. They sell, I can't say papers anymore, but they're the ones that people click on. They're clickbait. So everybody's going to have a topic to say, like, Brady, is he sold his house? Is he leaving? Is he going to get a new contract? Gronk doing this. Jimmy versus Brady. So the Patriots are always going to be topic of mind, even with people that aren't even in the New England area, because everybody loves to talk about the Patriots, especially the people that hate us. All right, Hans is coming in. We got a podcast in. I'm glad you were able to sit down, fucking five drinks deep, 25 minutes late, rambling and rambling going on. I took control of the show as I usually do.
We need to get together and have a couple drinks. I want to come down to the Museum of Science and look at the train show. Let's schedule a time and we'll do a podcast then, and we can go with Mermaid.
All right,
she and I can talk Star Wars.
Let's see if she actually wants to talk to you. So, as Han set this off,
she knows I'm only teasing.
All right, Bilo. Nice catching up, brother. I'll talk to you.
All right, peace out, man. Bye, Hans.